16-year-old Sharaf wants to be an engineer. He studied hard and was getting excellent marks. But his dream is slipping away. Like thousands of Palestinians living in occupied East Jerusalem, Sharaf's parents can no longer afford to keep him in private education. And due to a shortage of public schools in the East, Sharaf and his brothers won't be going to school at all this year.
I just want to learn, so I can make something of my life. Without an education, I will never become anything.
For months, Ala and his wife have tried to get Sharaf and his younger brothers into local public schools. But they've been told they're on a long waiting list, despite the fact under Israeli law, all school-aged children are entitled to an education.
Since 1967, we have paid all our taxes to the state like everyone else. So why aren't we entitled to send our children to school like everyone else?
According to a report by the Association of Civil Rights in Israel, there's a huge discrepancy in the number of schools and quality of education in the Arab east part of Jerusalem, compared to the predominantly Jewish west of the city. In fact, while the number of public schools in the west is going up, 30,000 Palestinian students in East Jerusalem this year have been forced to attend private schools due to a shortage of at least 1,000 classrooms. Over 5,000 children will not be going to school at all this year. But it's not just the shortage of schools, but also the state of them that's a problem. 40 pupils per class, there's very little ventilation and no windows in here. Israeli officials admit there is a huge gap between education systems in the east and the west of Jerusalem. They put it down to bureaucratic reasons and the fact that within the municipality, few are lobbying on behalf of Palestinian residents.
Well, there are a lot of problems regarding lands and the ownership of the lands in East Jerusalem. There are not enough places where you can build schools that are public grounds, where you could build school, and there are not enough plans. We didn't make enough plans that divide the neighborhoods into areas in which schools can be built.
Israel's continuing neglect and its discrimination against Palestinians is threatening the future of these children and ensuring East Jerusalem remains a class apart. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.